Welcome to Common Prayer, episode 61 on Monday, June 1st. When we think of Psalm 23, do we see God as a king or a provider? There are cycles of times where it is good for us to set aside what we may understand and do the task again of looking deeper, to see the fuller picture in view of the truth. So let's go a bit deeper together in Common Prayer.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome back to Common Prayer. This is Kevin, and I am grateful to be with you and kicking off a new week of Common Prayer together. I hope that wherever it is that you're listening to this, that it finds you doing well. I'm excited for, again, a new opportunity to engage with you all and to join together in prayer. So thank you for being a part of this community. Thank you for being here with us. You know, what I thought we'd do this week is I wanted to spend some time really looking at arguably one of probably one of the most famous texts in all of Scripture. And with that, obviously becomes one of the more familiar texts. And that's I wanted to take a look at Psalm 23. Psalm 23 has this kind of resonance beyond just church circles. I mean, I think for both those that are churched, unchurched, Christian, non-Christian, there can be a sense that this psalm has risen above the fray and is so familiar to so many. And you know, at the same time that we've become so familiar, that adds a lot of a lot of good things to that because of its deep resonance with us. But at the same time, you know, familiarity can breed unfamiliarity. At the very same time that we can know something so well, there's a tendency to grow numb then to its edge, to its profundity, because we grow accustomed to knowing it. And so when we encounter a psalm like Psalm 23, we often can just easily brush it off because we assume that we understand its depth. But my hope is that maybe this week, by digging a little layer deeper, by going verse by verse and just allowing the Holy Spirit to highlight what's going on right beneath the surface, I hope that maybe we uncover some new dimensions of not only understanding this text, but really meeting us where we're at and the way in which God can use this particular text and allow it to kind of slowly and methodically work its way into our bones. You know, Psalm 23 is really a fascinating psalm for a lot of reasons, but, you know, it begins with this really profound assertion that the Lord is my shepherd. And there's this sense that depth and strength are all kind of hovering right there. There's this balance between the deep kind of the Lord kind of statement, that there's this strength in who God is, but yet this intimacy of my shepherd. And I love the way one Old Testament commentator, Derek Kinder, talks about this psalm. He says this, he says, depth and strength underline the simplicity of this psalm. Its peace is not escape. Its contentment is not complacency. There is readiness to face deep darkness and imminent attack. And the climax reveals a love which homes towards no material goal but to the Lord himself. And it's this profound text because what begins as the Lord is my shepherd is what will carry the tone of the entire psalm through this depth of both the realization of God as Lord and yet the intimacy as God as shepherd. And it oscillates between these two kind of poles, if you will, of the grandeur, strength, and power of God, but also the intimacy and the protection and the guidance of a shepherd. And so this is the tension that is managed throughout. This is the way in which the text, just through beautiful poetic prose, holds together these two realities for us. So as I've mentioned, you know, this opening verse, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing," really sets the tone. You know, it's an emphatic first beginning. It positions the Lord as that which is above everything. It positions God, the shepherd, above all things. But yet it is in that kind of esteemed position that the Lord is juxtaposed with this intimacy. To move from the Lord is to the personal my. The Lord is my is a bold kind of statement. It provides this, again, this oscillation between the grandeur and the intimate. And this beautiful divide, again, is where the psalm flows from. It speaks of that power and grandeur, and yet isn't scared to enter into the shadow of death, isn't afraid to face the enemies that are in our presence. It is both comprehensive and an intimate metaphor, the Lord as our shepherd. You know, the shepherd, I think, as we read this as Christians, clearly brings all sorts of connections to Jesus. It's, you know, Jesus is the one who shepherds us through the dark night of our souls. Jesus is the one that brings about this great feast into the presence of our enemies. You know, another author that I was reading on Psalm 23, Walter Brueggemann, notes that, you know, this metaphor of shepherd, I think it can be really easy for us to romanticize what this looks like. We can make it kind of a pithy, you know, metaphor. But in reality, what Brueggemann notes is that, you know, in the first century, in the ancient world, this metaphor of shepherd really had this this vision of a king who was tasked with both protecting and providing for its people. And so the author is speaking, you know, out of a context of both deep danger and deep need. And it finds its resolution in the confidence of the Lord as our shepherd. And so it's out of this kind of this moment of need, of danger, of fear, that yet the psalmist resolves to recognize that the Lord is the shepherd. And, you know, the upshot of that is that the Lord is the shepherd. It means that there are no longer deficiencies, there are no longer needs, which the psalmist so boldly declares, "I lack nothing." It's a beautiful resolve in the confidence of a shepherd king who stands above all things, but yet is intimate enough to know us. So what I want to do now is transition to our meditation for today. I want you to settle into your chair, and we're just going to spend some time thinking through this reality of the shepherd king, of the one who is both the Lord and the intimate shepherd. So if you're sitting, maybe settle into your chair and take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Allow your mind to slow down. Whether you're just now waking up and your mind is racing through all that needs to get done today, or whether this is the end of your day and your mind is just tracking all that went right or went wrong throughout the day, allow your mind to become present to the moment. And as you enter that moment of now, I want you to take a moment and just consider the Lord. Consider that it is God who is present. Consider it is God who is the Lord. This idea of Lord as a title, as one who is the ruler of all, the one who is in charge. Consider that the Lord is with you right now. He is present. What does it mean to take the title, the position of Lord, seriously? To consider the ways in which He is the Lord. The Lord is not distant and removed from our reality. He is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Consider the intimacy of my shepherd. Spend a moment and just ruminate on the idea of God as shepherd. What would it look like for you to realize that God is in fact with you. He is dwelling, living among his people. A shepherd lives with its flock. It is daily walking with them, guiding, protecting, bringing about healing, seeking out the wayward. The Lord is my shepherd. As you sit with the Holy Spirit in this reality, consider the ways in which you believe wrongly that as you go throughout your day, that God is distant. Bring your mind back and allow your heart to reflect back to God, that you are grateful that as a shepherd, he lives with his people, he lives with his flock. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Consider the needs that you feel. Consider the very things that are so real to us. The hurts, the pains, the concerns, the doubts, the anxiety. Lift those before your shepherd. And realize that when the Lord is our shepherd, we can trust that all the deficiencies, all of the pain, all the hurt can be brought to our shepherd for healing. Where is it that you sense your heart longing for something? Whereas you find yourself striving for security, where you need to just relent and recognize that God is your shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Thank you for joining us on Common Prayer today. Common Prayer is a ministry started by Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Hosted by our Generations pastor, Kevin Sneed, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Be sure to check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily. Thanks again for joining us.